Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Elohim. We're going into book two today. First, we're going to start off with our national anthem. You've just listened to our national anthem. The age of freedom has come. Now, freedom ain't free. They're not going to just roll over and give it to you. You're going to have to work for it. That's the key to the whole thing. Where does freedom begin? Boy, oh boy, that's a good question. You have to begin with your government. Government is the seat of power. So you have to get involved with working your government and making sure that your government is working for you. That's the key to this whole thing. Now, today we're going into book two of the Bible. Brings us to book two of the Bible. The Bible tells us what we did, but not exactly how we did it. We have just explained the why and the how of the Bible. Now we're going to break down the code so that we can make this planet a paradise for all gods and not just for a few. Now remember, book one told you how the universe was made. It's just no Big Bang, okay? Now, the keys of the Bible, the purpose of the tyrannical scripture is to take you into another thought process of the book, the Bible we're talking about. Bible just means the good book. That's what it means. Now, we're going to be using the King James Version down because the keys are mostly still intact in the King James Version. In the other books of the Bible, they've been taking the keys out. They're beginning to take the keys out of the King James Bible too, but that's why we're here. We're here to explain the keys so that you can understand better what's going on, okay? Now, this is a Elohim narrated Bible from the Tyrannical Scriptures, Book 2. We're going to start off by breaking down the spell words. There are words that they use to cast a spell on you so that you don't really know what's going on. Well, we're going to change that. There are five words to avoid in the Bible, or just to avoid using, period. That would be create, faith, belief, spirituality, and spiritual. All right? The word create. Scientists broke that down. Now, you know what science is? Science is the law of reap what you sow. There's only one law that permeates the entire cosmos. That's reap what you sow. So when you use the word create, you can't make something from nothing. This is the first thing that the scientists began to understand. Something had to be here to generate everything that's here, okay? So nothing was created. Everything was made. You'll find in Genesis that they use that word interchangeably, okay? Now, faith. They say faith is belief in the unseen. You know, well, that goes against the truth. You're not supposed to have faith in anything. You're supposed to have faith in yourself. And based on the faith that you have in yourself, that determines what you will do and what you will not do, okay? Now, belief. Oh, boy. They work this one to death. You're not supposed to believe in anything. It's another thing we're telling you about the word belief. They're spell words. Why would you believe something when you don't have the facts or the evidence to back it up? That's what I'm saying. Once you know what the truth is, then you'll be able to see why the belief system that you have is not based on facts and reality. It's based on just what they're saying. There's something that you believe. You know, you have people that believe in all kinds of stuff. People that believe in dogs and cats, and believe in and believe on is two different things. Now, we might get into that a little later on, but right now we just basically taking you through these words, okay? Now, you got spirituality. There is no spirituality. You're incorporeal energy formed in flesh. That's who you are. Incorporeal energy formed in flesh. Now, the reason they have so much trouble with the spirituality portion of everything is because they don't have the equipment to deal with incorporeal energy. Incorporeal energy is smaller than dark matter. And they know dark matter is there, but they still don't have the machines to deal with dark matter. Okay? So this is something that we have to deal with. All right? Now, we're talking about spirit. If there's no the spirit that they're talking about is incorporeal energy. That's what powers the body. Your incorporeal, this is who you actually are. You are an incorporeal being. This is why they call you a God in the Bible, because you are incorporeal energy form in flesh. And they're beginning to work this thing around to keep you from transitioning into who you really are, to keep you from transitioning into God. That's where you're supposed to be going. Why is it so important that you transition into God? God are the adults. Men and women are the children. You can't transition into God because they have you dealing with this Santa Claus God, and that's not what God is. Once we go through the first portion of Genesis, you'll begin to understand that the Bible tells you that you are God and explains what makes you a God, okay? So these are spell words, and these spell words will trap you in your own mind and keep you from being born again. That's another key. What does being born again mean? We're going to get into all of this today. We're not going to skip nothing. We're going to take you right where you're supposed to be. And this is, we're reading from the Toronto Scriptures. This is book 2, verse 6, okay? Key to the code is Psalms 82:6. Ye are all gods, children of the Most High. Now, this is also confirmed by Jesus in John 10:34. It's written in your law that you are God. Now that we have explained how and why the uncaused cause went into motion, we'll begin to go through the process of the Bible, okay? We need to break these keys down because they have you functioning like children and you're not being able to transition into who you really are, okay? Now, the groups that you're in have their own thought process. And it is that thought process that they put in the Bible to make you a puppet or a slave in order to keep you in the thought process of being men and women. Okay? It is because of this we have so many religions in the world. The original thought process of the Bible is why Jesus and his disciples were hated by the 1% and the rulers of the government. The truth of the Bible will bring harmony and love to the planet and will eliminate the class system and the need for anyone to lead another worldwide. For Jesus taught the end of religion as we know it today. Jesus didn't want you dealing with religion. Remember, it was the religious people who had him put to death, and the ruling class who killed James with the sword and persecuted the other followers of Jesus. Now remember, they kidnapped Peter. Peter had escaped to the white tribe's territory before he was able to teach because they was on his case, okay? Now you understand why it is so important. You know, why it was so important to kill Jesus and those who followed his teachings and why they are constantly changing the Bible. It is for this reason Elohim Christ recommends the authorized King James Version of the Bible. See, they're taking the keys out of the Bible, but they haven't been taking the keys out of the Genesis Bible, but they're working on that. We have to begin to transition into being God, because that's who we are. What does that mean when you become God? You don't lie. You don't cheat. You don't steal. If you make a commitment, you keep it. This is what a God is. Somebody that knows right from wrong, is a designer, okay, and have a strong imagination. I'm just throwing some things at you, so that you will be better be able to understand what the Bible is talking about. Okay, now there is a lot going on that we have to deal with, and we want to make sure that you're in a good position to see this stuff, to understand exactly what's happening. This is why we keep talking about the first part, you know? This is why we keep talking about certain things, because we want you to know exactly what's going on, okay? Now, Genesis 1, okay? We're going to start with Genesis 1 and take you through the whole process. Now, we're in Genesis 1, that's on page 32, okay? In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. We do not use the word create because you cannot make something from nothing. The God in the book they speak of are men and women. According to the Bible code, men and women have the technology to make planets, suns. We're coming back into that technology today. The moon is a satellite. We have satellites up there right now. Men and women are under nature. God is not bound by nature because we are the designers of nature. Okay? If you cannot accept this truth, go outside, flap your arms, and see if you can fly like a bird. It is not natural for men and women to fly like a bird. But God, the designer, can design a plane and go faster and higher than any bird. And the earth is without form and void. This is Genesis 1, verse 2 in the tyrannical scriptures. And the earth is without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The men and women have not made what we call a sun. And the spirit, incorporeal energy, that had ships that could process energy from the incorporeal realm. And God moved upon the face of the waters, and the waters that they speak of at the time was the corporeal gas that incorporeal energy gives off. We talked about that in book one. We explained all that, where the different dimensions came from, how we got from one dimension to another. But you got to read book one, okay, when you get this book here. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So God ignited the corporeal gas, and the sun was formed. We talked about that in book one. Why they came into this dimension to create these suns, Cyrus A, B, and C. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now, the incorporeal dimension does not need light from the sun to survive. This is what's going on. Incorporeal energy don't need, that's a whole different dimension. If incorporeal energy gives off light, it doesn't need to take the light in. And the separation had already taken place, as explained in book one. And God called the light day and the darkness, he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Now you have to really begin to use your cognitive ability and think about this here stuff. This statement suggests that there were other planets made before the planet the book is called heaven. Evening and morning mark the passage of time, which is a unit of measurement of motion. What objects were they measuring the motion to get a fixed time to refer to for the bringing about of evening and morning? If a day to God is 1,000 years, what in the Milky Way galaxy takes 1,000 years to complete a cycle? And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. We're talking about corporeal gas. Corporeal gas was prevalent all over this dimension. And once you get into book one, you see why they came in this dimension in the first place. That's very important to the keys and understanding where the Bible is telling you to go. And God made the firmament, planet, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters, incorporeal gas, which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament, the planet, he called the firmament heaven. That's what the planet is called. The planet is called heaven in its completion. When you got the earth and the water and the air, the atmosphere, with all its completion, this is what the what the Bible referred to as heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Here again, they're marking time. Note the passage of time of motion. The solar system that we're in today was not made yet, and they're talking about the first and second day. Okay, those thought processes indicate the passage of time. This is Genesis 1, verse 2. And God said, let the waters under the heaven, planet, and gather together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathered together the waters he called seed. And God saw that it was good. We're in the process now of a planet being made, but it's not the one that we're on today. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, herb yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself. Plant life was designed to reproduce itself from its own seed upon the earth, and it was so. You got to remember this, the planet in all its completion is called a heaven. It's a heavenly body. That's what it is. And the earth grew full of grass, herb yielding seed after his kind, and tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. All this was formed from an incorporeal blueprint from source energy itself, not from the DNA of God. Remember, the flesh is a byproduct of incorporeal energy, so it can't be a source. Keep in mind that from corporeal gas, you can get all three elements, water, liquid, and gas. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, there be light in the firmament. Here it refers to the fabric of space. See, there are solar systems being set up right now. We're talking about Sirius A, B, and C. And they jump from those solar systems into the solar system that we're talking about today. Now, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. You got to remember, you're marking time right now by the heavenly bodies that are floating around out there. We're talking about solar systems. This is what you're doing. When you look at a solar system and what it's doing and it's moving, those heavenly bodies are what you're using to mark time by. They are now using a solar system to mark the passage of time or motion. As the light of the sun passes upon heaven, you get evening and morning, the marking of a day. Canonical scriptures, this is Genesis 1, verse 15. And let them be for light in the firmament. Here it denotes again the fabric of space. Of the heavens to give light upon the earth. It was so. The firmament is the fabric of space, and the lights was the planet and the sun. Keep in mind, they were made before this solar system that we are currently in. And God made two great lights, the greater lights to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God, okay, now, we have to think about God. Now, God is in the process of making solar systems that we are currently in. And when he starts talking about the light to rule to rule the darkness and the greater light and the lesser light, he's talking about now we're talking about the solar system that we're in. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens. Translators did not quite understand because of their level of science in the 16th century. Here the book refers to the fabric of space, it to give light upon the earth. At this point, the planets did not have names. They were all called heavens. This is where we are today. Now, this is G1 verse 18. And to rule, this is Genesis 1, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Keep in mind, a day is the marking of time of something moving in the fabric of space. They're marking time by heavenly bodies. Keep in mind, they are marking time or motion, but they are not using the solar system that we're currently in. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have light, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. In the open firmament of heaven. Now, what's flying in the open firmament of heaven? You know that there's nothing flying off the planet right now, because they're making the planet, and the fowl that are flying can't get out of the Earth's gravitational pull, or the gravitational pull of the planet, because they were not designed like that. The open firmament is the atmosphere of the earth, which is referred to as heaven. The fabric of space where all the planets reside is not mentioned because there was not a word to describe it at the time the book was written. Okay? Now, and God created, made, as we say, great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Now that we have grown in consciousness, we are supposed to keep a DNA record, every living thing on earth or in heaven. We need to build an ark, but not of wood. We are going to inhabit other worlds. We're going to inhabit other worlds. If the five tribes, okay, I'm trying to keep, we're dealing with a new process here of trying to make everything work. So I'm trying to do two things at one time. I'm trying to make a written record through text-to-speech of what we're doing, as well as the record that's on Blog Talk Radio, okay? Now, it's now 8:58, okay. Open firmament is the atmosphere of the earth, which is referred to as heaven. The fabric of space where all the planets reside is not mentioned because there was not a word to describe it at the time the book was written, okay? this is G1. Verse 23, and God created, made great whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after its kind, and God saw that it was good. Now that we have grown in consciousness, we are supposed to keep a DNA record of every living thing on earth or in heaven. We need to build an ark, but not of wood. We are going to inhabit the other worlds. The five tribes come together and work as one. This is what the tyrannical scriptures is designed to do. The tyrannical scriptures is designed to show you the keys of the Bible so that we can stop acting like children, step up into or make the transition into God, and start working together to make the planet a paradise for every god on the planet. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. They're still marking time. They're building this solar system that we're in now, but they're marking time by another solar system. Okay? And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle, the creeping things, the beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Think about this for a minute. these things that are going on with the animals, it's not of evolution. Everything was designed to do what it's supposed to do. When the animals, when the atmosphere and thing changes, it, the animals are designed to adapt, like we are adapting to what's going on right now, okay? And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now, this is where it gets tricky, because that's a key. The way we design things is the way we design things. When they said, let us make men and women in our image, they were talking about males and females getting together to make babies. This was E.T. on a ship. This ship was an ark. That's why they had the plants and the seeds and everything else to make everything that the planet needed, because they were actually on an ark, okay? At this point, they were about knowing each other physically to produce men and women. Now you know who the us were. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God made man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. That's right. They made men and women the same way you do, by having sex. Procreation is part of the design of our survival. Remember, the truth never changes. So as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. There's something, when you can understand the truth that never changes, always the same, then you'll be on the right path, okay? Now, this is Genesis 1, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. This is indicating that the work that these, that they had children. And subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon, okay, upon the earth. These men and women, or E.T., were the first to occupy the earth or heaven. We're talking about extraterrestrials, your ancestors. This is who you are. We're not indigenous to this planet. This is something that you have to get your mind around. This planet is not our original home. That's why they can't find a doggone missing link, because we're not from here, okay? And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. This is the diet meant to keep you out of the doctor's office for at least 200 years. No flesh. You're not supposed to be eating from the animal kingdom. You're supposed to be eating from the vegetable kingdom. Okay? Now let's keep going. Genesis 1, verse 30. And every beast of the earth and every fowl of the air, to every that everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Remember, the animals did not eat from the animal kingdom. The animals ate from the vegetable kingdom. That's why when they start talking about Noah, the animals weren't eating each other. And so see, these are keys that we drive. We want you to understand the keys of the book, okay? This is all about you transitioning into your godhood so that you can go, so that you can begin to accomplish what you were here for. To maintain the Milky Way galaxy, okay? The animal and insect kingdom only consume the vegetable kingdom. This is Genesis 1, verse 30. And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Here again, they're marking time by something, because each day is 1,000 years. They were marking time by some 1,000 years to make a cycle. I think it was Cyrus C. Okay, because Cyrus C. had a very strange elliptical motion, very strange motion around the Milky Way galaxy. Okay, bear in mind that men and women were already made and were on the planet for 1,000 years before the thought of Adam. They were referred to as the sons of God throughout the Bible. Now, we have to begin to see what's going on. We have to begin to wake up and smell the coffee. We need to know what's going on here. And this is why we're bringing the keys to you. The tyrannical scriptures, the tyrannical scriptures' main purpose is for one thing and one thing only, to give you the keys of the Bible from your ancestors so that you can stop acting like children, murdering and killing each other, okay? Now, this is Genesis. We're going into chapter 2 of Genesis. This is something that we want you to get, something that we want you to understand, okay? Now, I have to do certain things in order to, I'm doing a different process here, and I want to actually have my computer type this stuff up as I am recording it. This is what's going on right now, okay? Now, but since I'm reading from the book, not using the laptops too much, they have a tendency to shut down after a certain period of time. So, so I have to go back in and make sure they are what they are. Okay, there we are. We have it. I'm back on track right now. I need to see what's going on so I know exactly how much time we have before everything shut down, okay? Now, bear in mind that men and women were already made and were on the planet for 1,000 years before the thought of Adam and Eve. This is what you need to understand. This is what you have to see, okay? Now, we're going to go into chapter 2, but before we go into chapter 2, I'd like to play one of the songs off the album so that, because we need to, this is how we make our money, selling albums, selling books and CDs and stuff. We want you to deal with that, okay?
Hello? Yes, is this Reverend Elaine? Yes, it is. Well, I haven't been to church lately, and I'd like for you to make a 911 emergency call to Jesus and tell him that I need him right away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll make the call. Just hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Take care of
Thank you for the call. Everything turned out great. I'll see you in church.
Make the call. Jesus will solve your problem.
Jesus Emergency. You can get the album if you're interested in helping us out here. You can go and get the album on you can go look at the album on YouTube if you want. That way you can learn a little bit more about who we are and what's going on. Okay, now where are we at? Now just remember that the children of E.T., the ones from the ship, they were on the planet for 1,000 years before Adam and Eve, okay? Now, that's the key. And it better come more prevalent as we begin to talk. More and more things will begin to be made plain to you, okay? Now, we're going into Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Think about this. He rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. He had told them, as he made the children to be, to go forth and subdue the earth, take care of the planet. They have been on the planet for 1,000 years right now, okay? And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Now, it says created and made right here in the Bible. So we're interchanging. We just take the word created out and use the term made, because we know you can't make something from nothing. And once you read book one of the Chronicle Scriptures, you understand just how that key is formulated and just what's going on there, right? That's what's going on. This is why we're here. Women had been on the planet. Men and women had been on the planet for 1,000 years before the advent of Adam and Eve. Thus giving us the children of God on the planet, or as the Bible calls them, the sons of God. Sometimes they call them Lord God. Okay, when they're talking about one of them, they say Lord God. When they're talking about multiples, they say the sons of God. They talk about the sons of God multiple times in your scriptures. I will get to that as time goes on, because we need you to transition into your godhood is so important. These are the generations of the heavens of the earth when they were created, when they were made, and the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Here the translators took the atmosphere for the fabric of space. At this point, everything was done. I tell you the science of the book of Genesis. Now we're getting into the science of the book of Genesis. Everything that came forth was brought forth by planting a seed in the earth. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. The crops that you planted needed water to make them grow, as well as sunlight to make them grow. Here, they're formulating the thought process of men and women right from the beginning. Because you need to know how to grow your crops. You need to know what makes the crop grow. This is what's going on right now. And there was not a man to till the ground. This is to teach that the ground has to be monitored and watered over and watched over for the planets to grow properly. The thought process of chapter 1 and chapter 2 are different. In chapter 1, everything was completed, even the making of men and women. And God rested from all his work. In chapter 2, it gives the impression that the work is not yet complete. This is to take you into another level of conscious awareness. I'm not just telling you that it was done, but how it was done. We have a lot to think about based on the keys of the book. We're giving you tyrannical scriptures here to show you the key so that you can transition into your godhood. We need you to stop acting like men and women. We need you to stop acting like children. We need you to grow up. That's what we're talking about, okay? But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth, which is telling you, hello, when they talk about the earth, they're talking about the dirt. That's what they're talking about. And here, talking about the science of how clouds were made of water from the earth, the evaporation process. See, here, Moses went from the God thought process into the men and women thought process, because a certain conscious understanding you have to have in order to make sure that you're growing your food. Make sure that you're getting things that you need to survive on this planet, all right? And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Now they're referring to E.T. as the Lord God, because they're taking you into the transition of God, but they want to make a separation between the gods on the ship and the gods on the planet. This is what they wanted to do. They were two types of gods being dealt with here. One is the what you might call the lesser god, because they had to learn how to do everything, okay? This is telling you that we are not only flesh, but minerals as well. And God formed man of the dust of the ground. This is Genesis 2, verse 7. And breathe into his nostrils the breath of life. Incorporeal energy, not air, okay? This is what was going on. See, when we talk about the breath of life, air is not the breath of life. Energy is the breath of life. That's why when you die, okay, they can put the electric shock on you and bring you back so that you can breathe the air. But the life of you is not the air. Air is part of your life, but it's not the life of you. This is telling you that we are not only flesh, but minerals as well. And he breathes into the nostrils the breath of life, incorporeal energy, not air. And man became a living soul. This lets us know that we are incorporeal energy as well. Incorporeal beings, when they give off corporeal gas, this gas is all that the body is made up of. This is where the solid material to form the planets and stars come from. In the beginning of chapter 1, it is called water. This is the process of separating the water from the waters. In this gas, there is liquid solid material in the form of gas. Our scientist has not learned how to turn solid material into gas yet, but they're working on it. This is a very important chapter because it gets you into the how of God through science. When it says the breath of life, you're thinking air. But the breath of life is not air, because incorporeal energy, remember, when the three elements come together, there is a frequency change. In this case, Adam was shifted into an incorporeal dimension. Some call it the fifth dimension. In chapter 1, it told you what took place in chapter 2. It explains how. I'm using higher conscious terms to tell you what they were talking about 2,000 years ago. This is for those who have ears, okay? Now, Genesis 2, verse 8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden. I'm not saying, see, the book says in Eden, but I'm letting you know it was eastward of Eden, okay? Because Eden was a ship, man. He put the man whom he had made, even though the man was in Eden, not the garden, he was not in his corporeal form at that point. Had a need to eat. At that point, he had a need to eat. And he had not eaten yet. The food had not yet been grown. Adam was in an incorporeal state. And in that incorporeal state, the aging process is different. Anybody that knows about the certain realms that we deal in, and the that realm, the time passes different in the incorporeal realm. It's just a different whole different process, okay? And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Now remember, the food had not been grown yet. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. Think about this. A river went out of Eden to water the garden. It didn't come out of the garden because the Eden was the ship. They used the ship to create those rivers that we're talking about, the Euphrates River, the three rivers that they were talking about. They used the ship to make those rivers to water the garden. Came from Eden. So Eden was not in the garden. This passage denotes ownership of the garden. Eden is the name of the ship which was located over what we call Persia in the garden, as in near Kuwait, according to the Bible. The water came from the Persian Gulf. E.T., okay, or the Lord God used their ship to make the river for the garden, okay? The name of the first is Pishon. That is, it was compassive the whole land of Halava, which there is gold. And the gold of the land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. This is Genesis 2, chapter 13. And the name of the second river was Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. It compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. They're telling you what's going on, okay? So the garden and Eden were two different things. Eden was the ship. The garden was the garden. It was the garden of Eden. The garden belonged to Eden, okay? This is Genesis 2, chapter 14. And the name of the third is Hittite, okay? That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria, okay? It mentioned these names in the book. And the fourth river is Euphrates River, which goes toward Kuwait. It's telling you what's going on, who made the rivers, okay? You're not indigenous to this planet. This is the message that we're trying to give you. And the Lord God, here they're talking about E.T. again. When they talk about the Lord God, E.T., the man, and put him into the Garden of Eden. The garden belonged to Eden. Check the wording of the garden belonging to Eden, to dress it and to keep it. Now the man is in the garden, but he is still in an incorporeal state. You have to go in and read book one. Once you read book one explains how everything was made, how we came up this dimension to make the planets and things of that nature. Okay, book one explains all of that to you. And keep shutting down on me. I'll get used to it. So there's a lot that we have to get into. There's a lot that we have to understand. And there's a lot that we're missing, okay? We need to see what the Bible thought process actually is so that we can understand what's going on. There's three thought processes in the Bible, okay? One is that of men and women, three thought processes in the Bible. One is that of men and women, one is that of a slave, and one is that of God. Now, we only got about 4 minutes here, so at this point, where are we at? At this point, God is giving them a tour and telling them what to and what not, what to eat and what not to eat, okay? Now, let's go back up here a little bit. The wording, the garden belonged to Eden, to dress it and to keep it. Now the man is in the garden, but he's still in his incorporeal state. This is what we're trying to get you to allude to. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mightest freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. In that day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. At this point, God is giving them a tour and telling them what and what to eat and what not to eat. The serpent, not a snake, but a reptilian being, knowing that they would change frequencies and become physical. The physical form begins to deteriorate immediately once in the corporeal dimension, okay, and begins to die, but not right away. In the dimension they were in, there was no death in that form. As incorporeal beings, there's no death, okay? You don't be aging in the incorporeal realm. The incorporeal realm is not made like that. And the Lord God, here we're talking about ET again, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him and help me for him. Keep in mind, Adam hasn't changed frequencies yet. He is still in his incorporeal form, okay? We got about 2 minutes. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed, okay? And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. He had to bring them to Adam because Adam was not in a corporeal state at the time. We're trying to give you the keys so that you can really see what everything is going on. And whosoever, whatsoever, Adam called every living thing, that was the name thereof. Now, we're on page 51 of the Tyrannical Scriptures, okay? Now, we're going to resume on page 51 for the next couple of, we're going to zoom right into the Tyrannical Scriptures for the next couple of episodes, because we want you to know that you're supposed to be transitioning into God. And we're going to show you the keys coming from the King James Version of the Bible so that you will be able to see what's going on, okay? Now, I walk the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on read what you saw. By doing this, I will not have a problem that I cannot solve, okay? Now, we're going to be signing off. This is your brother, Elohim Christ, and I want you to go to Tyrannical Scriptures. It's available right now on Amazon. Go and pick up a copy of this book so that you can see, you can read for yourself what we're talking about and what's going on. The Tyrannical Scriptures primary purpose is to unlock the keys of the Bible so that you can make the transition into God, stop fighting and killing one another, and start getting ready for space travel, because your job, while you're here to monitor the Milky Way galaxy. This is your brother Elohim. Much love, guys.